Blog Talk Radio.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be painted up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 25th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, I want to talk about the secret to life, to everything. I wish I could take credit for this quote-unquote secret. I wish I could say that, you know, it was because of my intellectual fortitude that I was able to develop this system. I watched the movie again last night called Knowing. Now, I've seen that movie, man. Ooh, when did it come out? I think it's been out for a while. I think it came out like 2000. Let's see. When did they make this movie? In this movie starring Nicolas Cage and Rose Byrne, this movie is like, wow. Let's see, 2009. Oh, wow, there we go. So The Knowing was a science fiction thriller directed by Alex Proyas, starring Nicolas Cage. And in this movie, Knowing is what I've stumbled upon in my life, which allows me to change my life and get out of Groundhog's Day and allow me to know pretty much everything that's going on in life. Now, I may ignore what I know, but that doesn't take away from what I know. So when I meet somebody, I immediately know if that person, if we are vibing on the same page or not. I immediately know. Now, I may try to overcome what I know based upon my lust, my desires, my goals, or what have you. So in this movie that was made by Nicolas Cage, that starred Nicolas Cage, if you haven't seen it recently, please watch it again, and you will see what I'm saying. Because in the movie, it starts off with Nicolas Cage, you know, in this movie, he's just a, you know, he's a regular guy. But he's not a regular guy, because in the movie, Nicolas Cage, his character, he's an elementary school, not an elementary school, he's an astrophysicist professor at MIT. That's the first knowing right there, is he's an astrophysics professor at MIT. His son goes to an elementary school. So in the movie, there is an image that Lucinda Embry, and each name means something. If I had time to break down the name Nicolas Cage, his name, Nicolas is the book I wrote called The Nicolaitans. There's only one group of people that God hates, and that is the Nicolaitans. Now, I wrote the book about, again, the case of the Nicolaitans, and because the Nicolaitans were the people who convinced God's people to turn their back on God, God being the grant of destiny, the grant of destiny being your purpose. So a Nicolaitan is anybody that keeps you from doing your purpose. God has never, he doesn't curse, say anything negative, except the Nicolaitans in the book of Revelations. He don't like them dudes or them dudettes, that disposition. It's about the it's about caging Nicolaitans. That's what the name, that's the Nicolas Cage, that's what he's doing. If you notice, look at all the movies that Nicolas Cage make in Hollywood. All of his movies that he make, every movie Nicolas Cage makes deals with esoteric stuff. Almost every movie. Just go through, just Google movies made by Nicolas Cage and just look at the titles of the movies. So that's the first knowing, is Nicolas Cage, the real dude, Nicolas Cage, knows something that you don't, which is what I'm going to share with you today. Because if you can know this, again, like I say, again, this is just another way of repeating what I've already said, but I got to keep repeating it in different ways so that way you can get out of Groundhog's Day and you can move forward in your life and you can be wealthy, you can be healthy, and you can be wise. Because remember, the only thing that's stopping you is a lack of knowing. The Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge, a lack of gnosis, a lack of knowing. So the art of knowing, the science of knowing, is the most important topic on earth. Nothing is more important than knowing. Knowing is discernment. Discernment is that I can tell what's going to happen before it happens. Now, you may not be able to stop it from happening, but at least you know it from happening. Therefore, there's no emotional response when it happens. Therefore, you don't repeat it. Now, there is some things that you can do to get out of the way of what's happening or limit the collateral damage from what's happening. But a lot of times what's happening is a cosmological event that was ordered before you was a hatchling. So your job is just to understand what's going to happen and make the adjustment. That's knowing. So knowing is a discernment. Discernment is the everybody crash and burn because they don't know. Now, if they knew what I knew, then they wouldn't crash and burn. But most people don't know what I know, so that's why they crash and burn, or that's why they stay in Groundhog's Day. Now, today, brothers and sisters, is extremely important because today is the end of Groundhog's Day for you. No more, unless you just want to stay in Groundhog's Day. So I'm going to give you the secret to Groundhog's Day. That means repeating the same shit over and over again, and you keep getting the same non-toe curling result. So the only way that you can stay in Groundhog's Day is if you don't just know what I know and what Nicolas Cage know and what he said in the movie and what Hollywood knows and what everybody that got wealth, health, and wisdom knows, even when they don't know it. I know a lot of people, they are stuck in Groundhog's Day and they don't know they're in Groundhog's Day. So that's the first problem. Now, remember, Nicolas Cage's name means Nicolaitans. Now, the Bible, God hates the Nicolaitans. That's the first key. You can't be a Nicolaitan. Now, I'm going to keep this really simple today, and I'm not going to go deep into the metaphysics, but I need you to understand, you know, in the Bible, when it talks about the Nicolaitans is the Nicolaitanism. It's mentioned in the book of Revelations, and that's why they were called the Nicolaitans or Nicolaitanism. It's mentioned in Revelations chapter 2, verse 6, and Revelations chapter 2, verse 14, 15, 16. And I did it and wrote a whole book and did an entire series. So who are the Nicolaitans? Well, the origins of the Nicolaitans is really not clear. The Bible doesn't say. But most people believe that the Nicolaitans, they were heretics. They followed the teachings of Nicolas Cage. So Nicolas, the word Nicolas, the name means one who conquers the people. So the early church in the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 5, there was an apostate whose name was Nicolaitan or Nicolas, and he focused on the doctrine of Balaam that was taught in the Old Testament by Israel. And the doctrine of Balaam and Balak, they had a sin of eating food sacrificed to idols and committing sexual immorality. Now, remember, fornication or sexual immorality is the only sin that is done inside the body. Now, again, I'm not talking about the physical fornication, neither is the Bible, even though most Christians believe it. Sexual immorality, sex is an act. Love, making love, you have to make it. That's why it's called making love. So you can't make, you can't have love. You can have sex, but you can't have love. Number one key to getting out of Groundhog's Day is to stop under over and understanding what you don't have. Meaning, sex is what you have. You can have sex. You have sex. What does that mean? You have a genitalia. Is there anybody listening to my call that don't have a male or female genitals? Is there any eunuchs on the call today? If you are a eunuch, then this doesn't apply to you. You should not be on the planet. This planet is not for eunuchs. So the inability to understand your gender is the first problem. That's why homosexuality and all of this stuff that's going on is so profound, because it keeps you in Groundhog's Day. So remember, Nicolas Cage, the word Nicolas means Nicolai. That is, God hates the Nicolaitans, because the word Nicolas, that's where the word Nike comes from. The Nike symbol, that's the death angel's crook. So when you buy Nike, N-I-K, that's why when your boy Colin Kaepernick, or Kappa Negro, that's why they chose him, so he can cap Negroes. Cap in your aspiratus, Negro. That's why his name is Colin. That stands for colon. That's why black folks got the worst colon, because we eat shit and it backs up our colon. That's how they can cap a Negro. It's all in the name. So Nike means conquer people. One who conquers. So you're supposed to be free. Yahushua came that you may have life. Nowhere in the Bible does it say that one man has dominion over another man. I can't find it. So if you can find it, I got 10 grand for you. No man has dominion over another man. So when you subject yourself to another man, you getting pumped in the booty, basically, metaphysically speaking. You getting ass raped. So when you cower down and you punk out and you yes a master and you a house Negro, you a Nicolaitan. That's why you in Groundhog's Day. That's why you never have nothing. Not you personally, you know, but people you know. In the movie Nicolas Cage, the science and the art of knowing is the fact that you got a man up. A woman up. You got to put your big boy drawers on and your big girl drawers on or panties on and freaking take responsibility for your own life. Get off the damn government's titty. Produce something. Stop consuming stuff. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Stop walking around. Bad shit happened to you. Okay, you went through a bad life. You had a bad life. Okay, welcome to the freaking club. Everybody had a damn bad life. So sick and tired of Negroes walking talking about how bad their life was. Oh, so something bad happened to you? Okay, what else you got? You can't be conquered if you're lying. The Nicolaitans were the people who punked God's people. And God got pissed off because he said, there's no way you should be being punked by these freaking Nicolaitans. So God's people, they abandoned themselves for the pleasure of goats and leading a life of self-indulgence. That's the number one key of Nicolaitan. You're walking around and all you do is freaking party. You're drinking. You're having sex. All this is about is self-indulgence. That's the number one key of Groundhog's Day, self-indulgence. It's all about yourself and nobody else. You spend all your money and all your time and all your energy on your freaking self. So in the movie, The Science, and number one, first of all, the name, the dude's name. His name is Nicolas Cage. He's Nicolas means Nikola. And again, go to Google and research the Nicolaitans and why God hates them. I mean, he didn't have a dislike. Read Revelations chapter 2, verse 6. Read Revelations chapter 2, verse 14, 15, 16, 17. Read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Freaking read it. He hates the Nicolaitans. Now, God is not a God of hate. The universe doesn't hate, but the universe hate people who dominate other people. People who try to butt rape other people, metaphysically speaking, of course. So the first problem with Groundhog's Day, you in Groundhog's Day because of self-indulgence. Because you ain't got the balls to stand up on your own two feet and be a man. So all you do now, why do you indulge yourself? Because you see no value in the self. Because self-indulgence means I'm going to destroy it. Remember, sexual immorality is the only sin that destroys your own body. So when sexual immorality, and I'm not talking about the physical act. I'm talking about a mental disposition, meaning you don't apply what you know. You jump around from teaching to teaching. You listen to me. You listen to Jim Bob. You listen to Creflo Dollar. You listen to Benny Hinn. You listen. Now, you ain't going to bust a grape, but you're going to freaking listen to everybody on the damn planet, and you ain't going to do shiznits. That's a Nicolaitan. A Nicolaitan is somebody that's always learning and ain't never doing nothing. That's the number one key to Groundhog's Day. That destroys the science of knowing. So in this movie, Nicolas Cage, the character, remember, let's go to the second base. He was a professor, but his father was a preacher. At the end of the movie, now remember, Hollywood, they got to always scare you. So in the movie, well, let me just tell you the whole thing, and then we're going to break it down. So in the movie, Nicolas Cage is a MIT professor who stopped believing in himself because his wife dies. And he thought that he was supposed to know a sense if somebody died so he could do something. So the same thing that happened to me when I was a kid, it happened to him, except it wasn't my wife, it was my mom. And then what did I do? I turned my back on faith. Not faith in no damn Bible God, but faith in my damn self to do my own shiznits. I lost faith in myself. So number one, Nicolas Cage, his wife died. He was an MIT professor, and he used to believe that everything was ordered and in order. Now he believed that everything was a chance. And so he's in classroom, and the student asks him, so do you believe, because he's teaching astrophysics, and he don't even believe in astrophysics himself. And so he's teaching, what is the chance that the sun is the direct distance from the earth so that it could sustain life? If the earth was half a centimeter closer, there would be no life. If the earth was half a centimeter back, there would be no life. So what is the chance that the earth just happened to be at the exact right place? It just happens to orbit. It just, everything just by chance, everything just happens to work in cosmology. So he's a teacher of the cosmos that proves God exists, and he don't even believe in God. And then he has a son who goes to elementary school, who they go and they have a time capsule that was written like 50 years ago, and they go in and they open the time capsule. Every student gets an envelope. They open the envelope and they read it. And in the movie, Nicolas Cage's son, who could hear like voices in his head when he was a little kid, and I remember his mom died, so he had a arrested development disorder. He had a traumatic event that happened in his life. So the son, Nicolas Cage's son, now remember, he's an astrophysics professor at MIT. MIT. And so, again, this is very important. What he does is very important. But he's in, but he's not in. That's why he's in Groundhog's Day, because a traumatic event happened to him and his son. So the son gets an envelope that was written 50 years, I think it was 50 years or 100 years before he was even born. He opens the envelope, and everybody else gets a picture, and Nicolas Cage's son gets numbers. He gets a piece of paper, two pieces of paper with a bunch of numbers on it, just random numbers. And the only person on earth that could possibly be, that could possibly decipher those numbers is Nicolas Cage, his character. Because why? He's an MIT professor who teaches physics. And so the little boy keeps having dreams, and he keeps this seeing this dude standing outside his house. And, you know, obviously I don't have time to go through the whole movie, but the key is Nicolas Cage's name. Second key is his profession. He's an MIT astrophysics. The third key was during the movie, they actually said, and this, like, man, I was last night, and I couldn't even sleep after I saw it. First, it like shocked me because I was pissed off because I didn't catch it the first time I saw it years ago, because it came out in 2009. And in the movie, they talk about CMEs. They talk about how a massive CME is going to come and destroy the whole earth. And this is in the movie. But the thing that is inside the CME, what I've been teaching and talking about for, wow, a long time, changes the neurons inside of the cells. So this is a corner, or like an eye, it's a corneal mass ejection. That's what CME means. And then they said the CME was a 4 terabyte CME. It wasn't a regular CME. I mean, the sun is doing something that it is not supposed to do. And then they said the only way that they could possibly maybe survive is if they go to a deep underground military base. Now, they didn't say that. They didn't use that term in the movie. They just said underground. Now, what is all of the powers that be doing right now? Go to Google and type in dumb bases and click on images and see where they're located at. And why all of the super, 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 super rich, they got something, they got underground bunkers underground. What are they preparing for? Now, this was all inside the movie, but that's not the real point, because that's not what's going to happen. That all of this is happening, but it's not going to lead in mass death. It's going to leave, and it's going to result in mass revelation. But see, Hollywood, they don't want you to know that. They want you to fear. So that way you can actually, because remember, if I can produce a hive mind, I can override God's design. That's their goal. They know predictive programming. They know how to use exposure therapy to expose you to a lie. So that way we can change history. So that's what's going on. There's a battle going on for the source's design and the devil's mind. Devil, low vibration. So the enemy, he wants to kill, steal, and destroy. So he got to get a group of people. And remember, according to the book Isaiah Effect, the Isaiah Effect, written by Dr. Greg Braden, which I recommend, which is the science behind understanding how to create polar shifts through mass consciousness. So I got to keep showing you movies so they can move you. Movie, move me. I got to move you by a movie. So if I show you all of the truth, but at the end I put in a little lie, that's how I can change your DNA. That's how I can get you to buy that we're going to all die. I got to get you to buy it so that way you can basically make it happen. Because it's not going to happen unless I can get the Isaiah effect to take place, meaning mass consciousness, hive mind. So if I got a group of 100 people, I got to get 60 or 70 of those people to believe that we're going to die. And then the other 30, hey, you've been overwritten. And so the goal is to understand the secret to knowing. So the secret to knowing is in this movie, The Knowing. That's why it's called Knowing. Because the knowing, now, again, look at the words. Everything is inside the words. So he's an MIT professor of astrophysics. Everybody on this call, that's what I do. I'm an MIT of astrophysics. MIT. He worked at MIT. So I'm a professor. Now, in the movie, Nicolas Cage says, and he's arguing with the girl right before the movie, right before they die, and these aliens come, and you know, Hollywood, they love the whole alien thing. The aliens come. They only take the children. Nicolas Cage can't go. He meets the alien guy. First, he wants to kill him. Then he realizes the son says, hey, they're the whisperers. And they said, they're talking to you, and the kids are the only one to hear them. And the alien tells Nicolas Cage, you can't come because you're not called. And the way that you know that you're called is because you can't hear. So this is, oh, man, Father, touch the minds of your people. If you cannot hear what I'm saying, you're not called. There's no way I can say it other than you might as well just go out and drink, smoke, have as much fun as you can, because you're not going to – the aliens came, and the only people that went with the aliens were the children. What does the Bible say? Suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you cannot vibrate on a high level unless you're a child. What is a child? They don't got no fear. They just play. Do children worry? Let me rephrase that. My children never came to me and asked me, hey, Dad, how you going to pay rent this month? Never. My children never asked me, and my little stepkids right now, they report card day. You know what they did? They didn't ask me, hey, stepdad or dad, you got money? Because I just told them, have y'all make straight A's? Man, $300. They didn't ask me. They just assumed I got money. You know what they asked? Crazy things and sliced bread. What we eating tonight? They didn't even ask me, hey, how are we going to eat? They're not even concerned. They have no care in the world. Zero. And we walk around freaking trying to save the world. Why y'all care? Y'all better stop that yesterday. If you care, you can't go to heaven. Why? The cares of this world. Notice the three things that prevent you from knowing. Lust of the flesh, pride of life, cares of this world. When I got, this was my wake-up call. This just happened. I got that almost $1 million deposited into my bank account. Y'all remember I told y'all the story. I still got on my wall, I'm looking at it right now. I still got that on my ATM receipt. I still got it. I still got the J money. You know what the first thought that came into my mind when I got that money? So it was 800, it was 885,574. You know, the first thought that came to my mind, and this is what God told me. I mean, I didn't hear an audible voice, but this is what I dropped under my spirit. He had to do it that way first. Because the first thing that came into my mind was how much money I was giving to my kids and how much money I was going to give to this person and this person. I had no thought about me or my business. How about buying a better camera? How about upgrading my website? How about going in and producing that phone app so I can put an app on everybody's phone so you can just type in the name and date of birth of your family and friends, hit enter, and you can get your 700-page Dear Kinnear report instantly downloaded onto your phone. I didn't think about that. You know what I thought about? You know what I thought about, Dr. Spann? I thought about how my money was going to save people. The first thought that came into my mind was, okay, I'm going to give each one of my kids $20,000. Okay, I'm going to give this person $100,000. I'm going to give this person. That's poverty. I didn't think about the way that I help people is by consciousness or awareness. That's my purpose. My purpose is to give consciousness and awareness. I was born in September. It means awareness. That's what I'm supposed to be giving people, not money. So God had to give me fake money first before he gave me the real money. Because he knew if that money would have been real, I'd be broke already. Why? I'd have gave it all away. Why? Because I think I care. The cares of this world keeps you from knowing. You cannot care. You better stop, man. Y'all got to stop caring. It is the lust of the flesh. It is the pride of life. And the cares of this world keeps you from getting out of Groundhog's Day. That's why you keep repeating the same shit over and over again. Because in the movie, Nicolas Cage, he was in astrophysics. And you know what he said in the movie? You got to watch it. Because toward the end of the movie, remember, the only thing that he got to the secret of life and this piece of paper that his son pulled out of this capsule that was buried was written by another lady back in 1957, again, according to the movie. And in the movie, this lady knew everything that was going to happen before it happened, and she wrote it down using numbers. And in the movie, they said the secret to life and everything on this planet is numbers. Same thing Source told me when I started this 25, 30 years ago. So this lady, she could hear whisperers, like when I was a kid, and she always drew the same picture, which is a picture which you can find on the internet. And it's a Gnostic picture of that. It's called the Demiurge. Now, watch the movie again, Knowing by Nicolas Cage. And there is an image that this lady used to sit and stare at when she was a baby. Now, her daughter's telling the story because the mom is gone. It is a guy. He has his hand down and is making a V. That guy, that is Samael. That is the blind God. Or in the Bible, his name is YHWH. In this movie, stare at a picture of a guy that's inside of a sun, and below him is two other orbs or circles that represents mother and son, or the Trinity. So basically, in this movie, they're telling you the secret to knowing, and that is to understand how numbers reveal the Trinity, or how numbers reveal Gnosticism, everything that I've been talking about. Now, I got a whole book that breaks down the Demiurge. I just did a series where we went through Sophia. So there is one mind or cosmic substance that releases evolution and what is called dissolution or dissolution, meaning ebbs and flow, meaning sine waves, meaning in the cosmos. So the cosmos is cyclical. Everything operates according to seasons. So the numbers reveal the seasons. So you can know everything if you know the numbers. So I already know what's going to happen because I know we're leaving the age of Pisces based upon the numbers. And we're going into the age of Aquarius based upon the numbers, where knowledge is poured out on all flesh, not a solar flare ejection that wipes off humanity. That's not what the numbers say. But if I can get enough people to believe the numbers say death, I will cause the Battle of Armageddon. So the Bible is a book for predictive programming. It's not a book of knowledge. It's a book to control the mind of a bunch of people to cause a massive distinction event. Because that's what people are predicting it to do. But that's not what the numbers say. So in the movie, Nicolas Cage is the only guy that understands that the numbers is not saying that. But everybody else is panicking. And everybody else, they read the doom and gloom because it was pronounced by NASA and the government. And they told everybody, hey, this. But notice what caused massive death. CME. So the same thing. Now, remember, predictive programming. That's why they put that in the movie. They know that people are going to watch it. But there's a few people that are like me that can decipher the true meaning, not Lucifer's or Samael's meaning. And the guy or the character, his real name is Yabato. Now, I've already did the series on Yabato, the Demiurge. That means the devil's summoner. That's what his name means, devil summoner. He summons the devil. Yabato is Yahweh or Jehovah or Allah or God. He's the god of the Demiurge. He's the chief of the archons. He's a malicious, jealous, egotistical, lesser, supernatural, I'm going to use the word entity for lack of a better term. But he acts, remember, he's blind. So this blind God is the creator of the universe. Because remember, he's the, let me take out the word creator and put in the word creative. Now, again, I got a plethora of texts. I've already done this. If this is your first time hearing this, I know this is going to be probably a little shocking for you. But Zeus, Krishna, is how Constantine came up with the new Roman God that we call Jesus Krishna, which Jesus Krishna means Jesus Christ. But the Hebrew roots of that name, there is none. Now, the Demiurge is called the school of Yabato. So Yabato is the physical universe, as we've already talked about. So from everything that you've been taught, everything that's in the material realm is fashioned because this is called, again, the fall of Sophia. Remember, we already broke that down before. That's why everything on this earth is male violent. It's male violent. Now, what does that mean? Now, in the movie, the key to understanding and getting out of Groundhog's Day is understand the curse of the Nicolaitans and understand the numbers. So if you can understand the curse of the Nicolaitans, that's the first thing I did. I got out of Christianity. The second thing I did was I found my numbers. Now, wealthy, healthy, wise, co-killing relationship. That's the key to everything in life. But if it was that easy, everybody would be free. So there is a Gnostic deception. This is called, remember, the Demiurge is called the craftsman in the Gnostic text. So when we talk about the craftsman, he's crafting. So all of the people who are geniuses, or I'm going to use the word, how can I put this delicately? Now, I know this is going to be tough for some people to wrap their brain around. That's why I usually don't teach this kind of stuff in public. Number one, people are going to automatically reject it. They have to, because they are not them. Now, in the movie, the lady Lucinda, who started drawing these numbers, she wasn't in the movie at all. Her daughter was. But she writes on a page random numbers, puts it in a time capsule. This time capsule is opened 50 years later. And Lucinda's teacher remembers Lucinda, remember, who was the lady's mom, who the character Nicolas Cage meets. And she was mentally insane. Now, I know a lot of great mathematicians. Jim Carrey made a movie called 23. I'm going to do a separate show on that one, man. Again, it's in the numbers. I am praying for you because there is a power, we put it that way, that knows you, but you don't know it. In the movie, the number 23, in this movie by Nicolas Cage, The Knowing, the little boy always saw shadow people. That's what I called them when I was a kid. In the movie, they're called whispers. I used to see the same thing. The curse of being gifted is most people suffer from severe mental problems. As I've told you guys, I've already did this show 10 years ago on your mental disorder is your spiritual gift. Now, I've been saying this for a long time, and most people don't understand, like, the movie Split. Y'all remember the movie Split? How come he didn't kill her in the end? Because, remember, in the movie, he says that she was scarred like him. So the people that are flawed are the people that are gifted. You got to know that. Most people don't. Most people take medication for their flaw. Most people go see therapists to try to get rid of their flaw. Now, remember in the Bible, remember he asked God three times. Paul asked God, hey, take this thorn from me. And he says, no, my grace is sufficient for you. So this lady had a gift, but she was put in a mental institution. This is the mother of the lady, because remember, she's already gone in the movie. So her daughter, Lucinda's daughter, but Lucinda is the lady that was mentally insane. But when she was a child, she wrote down a bunch of numbers on a paper, and she put it in a capsule. And then another child, Nicolas Cage's son, his name was Caleb in the movie, he finds this paper. Now, he doesn't know what the numbers on the paper mean, but his father, whose name is John, who's played by Nicolas Cage, who's the astrophysicist on astrophysics. So the only way to get out of Groundhog's Day is for you to understand astro. Now, I know. You're probably thinking, well, Doc, you know, I ain't got no desire to study, you know, astronomy. I know, you know, that's not me, man. Okay, I don't want you to study astronomy. I want you to understand astrophysics. I've already did the show, and I've talked about this on many shows already. But just in case you forgot, anybody ever looked at the definition of the word, like astro, means pertaining to celestial bodies, not terrestrial bodies. It is the study of the physics of the spirit realm. Celestial. Now, you got one. You got an aura. Now, your aura is made up of your innate attributes and characteristics that I gave you in your Dear Kinnear report. Since you don't know the physics of your celestial body, you stay in your material body. That's the secret of Groundhog's Day. That's what the movie was all about. That's what Hollywood is trying to tell you. And then, in the end, you learn all this stuff about your greatness, and then you die, according to Hollywood. But according to the ancient text, when you learn this all about your greatness of your body, then you transcend out of chill. You go to a whole new level and a whole new devil. But right now, you're stuck in Groundhog's Day. You still worry about your bills. You're doing all of this freaking loving hip-hop drama. He said, she said, bullshit. Y'all over here arguing and debating over non-issues. You know, who going to do this? Who going to do this? Girl, you know that, you know, my neighbor was doing this. Are you serious? That's what, like, especially in the, oh, man, y'all don't want me to start talking about black folks again. The word astro, my brother, the word astro, my sister, comes from the Greek asterion, A-S-T-R-O-N. It means aster, A-S-T-E-R, where we get Astaroth, where we get Ishtar, where we get Ishtar, the East Star. Which is the series that I just did on Easter Sunday when I was trying to tell you, you're a star, but you're not from the South, the dog star. You ain't no dog, even though a lot of us think we are and we act like one and we get treated like one. Dogs are a man's best friend. They want you to think that you're a dog and you need a master and you wag your tail every time the master was, here you go, and then you come running. Man. Let me drink some water, Jay Money. I'm getting a little too excited, brother. You're not no dog, homie. You're a lion. You're a man. We eat dogs for dinner. At least I do. It's time you start acting like one. Nobody on this call that's part of life management system should be working for somebody else. I'm not saying that you quit your job today. I'm just saying that you make up in your mind right now today. It's temporary. You're just passing through. You're a star. Astro means star. Let me say it again in case you didn't. It actually means star constellation, not zodiac. Bump the zodiac. Study the constellations, as I've been saying for 20 plus years. I don't care if you're a zebra, Libra, Virgo, that don't mean shit. Study the constellations. Study the booties. Study the constellations that's inside of the Bible in the book of Job. Study the 12 constellations, brother. Study the 12 constellations, sister. You must know the physics of that. Otherwise, your ass stay in Groundhog's Day. It's right there. It's all in the movie. Now, I missed it the first time, too, and I'm supposed to know my stuff. And remember, I just, you know, flashed or dashed because the father, he's exposing my flaws, too. So I got over $800,000. You know what I was going to do? Give it all away. Wow. And all my family members would have spent it up, and then they came back looking for more money. And I'm supposed to be the master teacher. More like the master dummy. Because when I thought I had that money, guess what? That first thought that came to my mind was give it all away. Nothing but the numbers. The best thing I can give you is your numbers. In this movie, Knowing the Science of Knowing, Nicolas Cage talked about first because his mother, he had no relationship with his father because his father was a preacher and he was an astrophysicist. Those two don't go together. That's cognitive dissonance. That's why his character didn't go. He could not grow. Even though he knew what was going to happen. Remember, knowing, this is the science of knowing. So let me make sure you understand, because what happens is many of us, we miss the forest for the trees. The esoteric meaning behind the movie, Knowing, starring Nicolas Cage, is the science of knowing, knowledge, and being known. Number one, you cannot be a Nicolaitan. You can't go. What is a Nicolaitan? Remember, it's a Nike, N-I-K-E, Nike. Nike means rule over people. You cannot want to punk people. You should not want to master people. You should want to master purpose. I'm not interested in learning how to use you to build me. I want to learn how to build me. Source code gave me innate attributes and characteristics. So therefore, I'm a single standing column of waveform energy. See, you can have what you need. So the source, the key of knowing, is knowing that you are not a Nicolaitan. The Nicolaitans told God's people, you might as well just go out and do the three F's, fun, fighting, and effing. Remember, just like in the movie Knowing, in the end, Nicolas Cage found out all of this, and then at the end, he died by a mass solar ejection from the sun, and it fried everybody on Earth. That's Hollywood version. In real life, that corneal mass ejection from the sun contain neutrinos that rewrite your DNA and make you oscillate and vibrate on a higher level so that your body can be a container for source code. That's what's really happening. But Hollywood want to make you afraid, because again, fear is the opposite of faith. So what you should do is, number one, stop being a Nicolaitan. How do you be a Nicolaitan? Cares of this world. Pride of life. Lust of the flesh. Biggest one, cares of this world. This is found in Mark chapter 4, verse 14. Right now, brothers and sisters, you got to stop. Now, me too. Remember, I just got over $800,000. First thing I did, care for this world. I want to go save everybody, so I'm going to give my children, my aunts, uncles, all my family, put on my Superman, Captain Save a blank. I was going ready to save everybody. Wow. Cares of this world. See, this is found in Mark chapter 4. Now, remember, this is the key to knowing. That means nothing can happen in your life that you don't already know. Key to knowing. That's what the movie is called, Knowing. This is the key. If you can wrap your brain around this, you will always know in advance everything that's going to happen. Now, you're not going to be able to stop it from happening, but you will know that it's going to happen. And once you know that it's going to happen, there's no emotional response to it happening. So if I know something bad is going to happen, I'm not going to feel bad when it happens. Now, some things you can change because you wrote the script for it to happen. So Nicolas Cage could have changed the script. But in the movie, his stubbornness and his ego stopped him from having a relationship with his father. And the other girl that died, her fear of her mother's guilt, because she says her mental illness, and she put in a mental institution, because her mom was consumed with numbers. And she talked and she saw people. So I don't tell people what I see and what I know. When I was a kid, I told a few people, and then I saw their reaction, and I said, "Oop, okay, I'm not going to tell nobody what I see." So all the shadow people that I saw when I was a kid, other than my brothers and sisters, nobody knows. Because I already know the response. So number one, you cannot be a Nicolaitan. You cannot. And a Nicolaitan is somebody who knows the truth. What is the truth? The truth is you are a single standing column of waveform energy. You are a star. That's the truth. The truth is astrophysics. That is the truth. But Hollywood tells you astrophysics is the study of just the math or the cosmology. That is not astrophysics. Astrophysics is the study of the heavenly body. Astrophysics is the study of the Merkaba. Astrophysics is the study of the star-shaped structure. Astrophysics is the study of Astaron, A-S-T-R-O-N. Astrophysics is celestial. Your mind must be celestial, not terrestrial. Right now, everything that you're doing is terrestrial, meaning you're interested in a self-indulgence, meaning you are a Nicolaitan. A Nicolaitan, Nicolaitans are terrestrial. You cannot be terrestrial anymore. After the day, y'all got to stop this terrestrialism. Stop worrying about what you're going to eat, where you're going to sleep, where you're going to, what you're going to wear. The Heavenly Father know that you have need of those things before you even ask. So why y'all worry about them? Number one, stop being a Nicolaitan. Please, I'm begging you. I'm begging you. Stop being a Nicolaitan, man. Get out of self-indulgence. Get out of just when you get a little money, you know, you're interested in having sex instead of making love. You got to make it. It is not out. Making love, look at the word. It means making. You just don't fall in love. You got to elevate in love. It's something that you make. Making love. Now, having sex means that you have genitals. You either have male genitals or you have female genitals. Having sex has nothing to do with no damn physical act. And I just spent 7 hours explaining. You got to know that. So that way you don't waste your time on that. You're supposed to be studying about celestial events. Instead, you majoring in terrestrial nothingness. The cares of this world, you cannot get involved in any longer. The lust of the flesh and the pride of life, those are easy. You cannot get involved in your flesh where your little head is thinking for the big head, and you cannot get into the cares of this world. I just bought me a brand new 2019 Chevy. It's been in the garage. I think I put about, 100 miles on that thing since I got it. I had it for, about a month? The wife said, like, damn, you just bought that car, spent all that money. How can you even drive in it? My neighbor asked me, damn, oh, man, dude, he took out his wallet. I've been in this house 5+ years. This dude has never spoke to me. Well, let me phrase that. We have never had a conversation. Like, he never walked into my driveway and talked until I got that Camaro. Nah, this fool, I had no idea this fool was since 18, he's owned something like 15 Camaros. I've never seen him with a Camaro. He goes in his cell phone. He pulls out pictures of freaking Camaros that he's restoring, all of this stuff. Now, this fool's my best friend. He asked me, hey, man, will you take me for a ride? And to me, the kid's just this shit. It's just a car. I have no interest in the car. I'm already getting ready to go get me a Corvette. The Camaro is just a stepping stone to get my vet, which is a stepping stone to get my Lamborghini. I'm not tied to that thing. It's a car. So you got to be careful that the stuff that you buy don't buy you, don't own you. You should own it. That's a lion. Lions, we own shizness. Shizness don't own us. Nicolaitans are self-indulgence. Everything that they do is about the indulgence of the flesh. That stops you. That stops you from knowing. Number one, stop from being a Nicolaitan. Number two, you got to get into astrophysics. You got to be an astrophysicist. But it has nothing to do with the world definition of astrophysics. You got to understand the numbers of your celestial body. What is the numbers of my celestial body, Brother Will? Reverend Dr. Bishop Rogers? The numbers of your celestial bodies are the 12 numbers that I gave you. Those are the innate, as I broke down in the two previous shows. If you do not know the innate, because that is celestial, it's innate. That means you had it before you downloaded into the terrestrial body. The innate characteristics were given to you by source before you became a code. It's the program that writes the program. Right now, they, the dominant culture, Samael, the blind god, Yabato, religion, they write your code. They say, Negro, Jesus is Lord. You say, yes, sir, master, Jesus is Lord. You never done no research. You ain't looked up nothing. Jesus is Lord. You ain't got no cosmic proof. But yet you'll put your hands on me just to prove that Jesus is Lord. That means you're a good house nicker. You do what you told. I mean, no, not you personally, but, you know, people, you know. You must be a astrophysics, and you must understand the constellations, not the zodiac sign. These constellations, when I say understand the constellations, that means that you go past the zodiac signs. How do you go past the zodiac signs? Just make the statement. Source code takes care of everything else because you got it in the neutrinos inside of the DNA. The DNA would take over. All you got to do is be aware of the 12 most common. There's a bunch of them, but the 12 most common. And again, they are told to us in the form of what we call the zodiac sign. But they're really constellations. Orion, Ursula, Caprianus, what's another one? Bootes, Vega, Arcturus, Sirius. These are the constellations. The 13, I say it's in 12, but it's really 13. But y'all know they always leave one out. Now, do you got to know those, where they are, and location, or no? All you got to know that everything is controlled by a celestial sphere. That means there is an inanimate frequency, wave, vibration entity that changes frequencies 2,590 years, which changes the mental disposition of everybody on Earth. That's all you got to know. All you got to know is that the Earth is influenced by a celestial sphere or circle. Now, that was a movie called The Sphere, and everybody in that sphere was controlled. Remember, they was underground. It had your boy Samuel that makes an old girl in that movie Sphere, and they was the sphere gave them the sphere manipulated everybody. And y'all gotta watch that. That's an old movie. That movie Sphere. Dustin Hoffman, yeah, Dustin Hoffman was in that movie Sphere. S-P-H-E-R-E. That movie was made in like 1995. They were telling you that back. What I'm telling you right now is in that movie, 1995. The main character, Dustin Hoffman, he was a psychologist. And I forgot the other characters, but they all had, I'm going to use the word, genius level thinking. Now, here comes the dark side of what I got to say. Father, touch the minds of your people that they may hear what thus says the word of God. Somebody please go to dictionary.com, take out your dictionary, look at the word genius. Right after the show. So remember, in the movie, and all of the movies, it's a mathematical genius that knows everything. What about all of the Jurassic Park movies? All of the Jurassic Park movies, what are they telling you in all of them? These guys are geniuses. Now remember the word genius and the word genus, that's in that really what a genius is a genus. Get yourself out. You see, brothers and sisters, I don't really know if you understand the depth of what I just said, but that causes you not to be you. Genius comes from a tutelary demon. Demon being disposition. How do they know what they know? When you find a mathematical genius, a lot of them later on in life, they have mental issues or mental problems. They suffer from, you know, mental, we just say mental issues. We'll just leave it at that. Because of that entity. Now, remember, I have two children that went through this where they had major grand mal seizures. Major. The word genius, G-E, now remember, Nicolas Cage, this is what he is in this movie. Now, this is not something that someone does. This is something that's done to them. I didn't volunteer to have my level of overstanding. It was a gift. I did not volunteer for mental illness. That was another gift. So the key to knowing is the acknowledgement of the gift. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. The key to knowing everything in life, the science, the art of knowing, the science of knowing, inside of the movie, Nicolas Cage, his character, he was given a piece of paper and he had a bunch of numbers on it. He was the only guy that could put the numbers in order to find the substance behind the numbers. Nobody else could find. And because he was able to find the substance behind the number, he was all-knowing. That's the key to life. I could end the day talk with that. The key to knowing everything and getting out of Groundhog's Day is to know your numbers. Not my numbers, yours. Because how do you get power? Now, if I was a leader of a major organization, you know what I would do? Now, as a leader of my family, you know how I raised my children? How I knew what they was going to do before they did it? I knew their numbers. So if I'm in a relationship with you, you know how I know you. I know what you like and what you don't like, even if you don't. So I know how to piss you off or turn you on, even if you don't. There were certain things that I do, as I know. I remember, and I used to talk to this all the time, one of my old clients, Brother Rome. Again, I know him for a long time. Brother Rome had some severe issues with me. Because I used to tell him all the time, your issue is not with me. Your issue is with not knowing you. And he used to have extreme emotional responses to messages to the point where he would verbally threaten me. And if we lived in the same city, one of us would probably be dead. I know that he's the only man on the planet that I allowed to verbally say some of the things. Even my wife didn't like the fact that we were friends and that he was a client. And I still haven't decliented him. He left on his own. And there's been a few other clients. But why? He didn't know his numbers. Now, if you look at what Brother Roman is doing, emotional management. He's learning his numbers. Now, he couldn't take the advice from me. I don't know why. Some people, especially with men, we got egos. And now sometimes, especially with a man, men cannot take instructions, especially a black man. Oh, man, that's why I give mad respect to people like Brother Dana, you know, Jay Money. These are black men who take instructions from another black man. That's rare. I think they're the only two brothers I got out of my 50-plus clients. I only got two black men. Why? Negroes can't take instructions from other Negroes. It is what it is. We don't like each other. We hate each other because we hate ourselves. I'm the same way. I didn't take no instructions from no black dude. Unless he knows something. Now I do. I take a lot of instructions. Now, even way back in the day, like my mentor was Dr. Miles Monroe. He's a black man. Turner Nelson, black man. Virtual Beard, black man. Dr. Sabi, black man. But it took me a while to get the understanding. So what am I saying? These people have genius level understanding. But the problem is, being a genius, that comes with a severe cost. What is the cost for being a genius? Because what is a genius? The word genius comes from the word G-E-N-U-S, as I've been saying. And if you go to dictionary.com and it means, again, in the Latin, the guardian spirit of a place. Woo! Man, it means an impression that makes on the mind. It's an intention in the mind. That's why geniuses, later on in life, they all have problems with their mind. Now, let me make sure you understand the science behind it. Because remember, I'm an entomologist. I go all the way back. I trace shit all the way back. The word genius comes from the word genus, which comes from the word genie, which comes from the word gen, which comes from the word evil genius or evil spirit, tutelary. So it comes from G-E-N-I-I. It means extraordinary or exceptional ability. It means highly original. Genius. The word genius, and again, do not take my word for it. Do not. Go down to dictionary.com, look at the bottom of the page, find where it says word origin in history, and freaking trace the word all the way back until you find the word kin, K-I-N. It's the generative power that comes from kin, K-I-N. The sins, the kin, kinfolk, if you want to use that word. Kin, which comes from skin. So your skin makes you the snake's kin. So the tutelary is a tutelary. So the word genius means guardian deity or spirit that watches over a person from birth in this incarnation. Let me say it again. From birth, homie. It ain't some shizness that you pick up from doing a damn seance. Geniuses are born. They are attached because it's usually a disposition. It is a characteristic sense from a disposition. Just like I said yesterday when I broke down the word innate characteristic. But the word genius, again, comes from the word genus, G-E-N-U-S. What does that mean? Let's go a little bit further down the rabbit trail. Now, because remember, this is what Nicolas Cage had, and this is what a lot of people got. This is what I got. This is why I struggled for a long, long time, because I was fighting that tutelary demon. That's why I had to put his ass in time out. I got him chained up in the basement. What does it mean? Genus. It means kind or class. It comes from a Latin word that means race, stock, kind, family, birth, origin. It comes from a Greek word, genos, G-E-N-O-S. Now, again, I'm talking about knowing, brother. I ain't talking about no learning. I'm not talking about no shizness that you can repeat it, that you learn out of no damn book. I'm talking about shit that's in your genes. What I got, you can be me. That's when people steal my shit and go out and try to do it, I laugh. Because it's not in your genes. And I can't be you, nor do I want to be you. And then you don't even want to be you. That's why you're in Groundhog's Day. Groundhog's Day is a person who refused to accept himself. When you keep repeating the same stuff over and over again, that is not wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. That means that you're rejecting yourself to be somebody else. You somebody else's boinch. B-I-T-C-H. And you ain't designed to be nobody's bitch. Now, you can be if you want to be, but that's not what source designed you to be. The movie Knowing is the most powerful movie, one of the most powerful movies I've ever seen. I think I'm going to watch it again. Because that's how you know. And how you know is how you grow. This word means, as I've been saying, I knew that I did not do nothing to be able to see and be empathic and to care and to connect inborn character. That's what the word G-E-N-U-S, which is similar to the word G-E-N-E, which is similar to the word Genesis. This means G-E-M-E-N. It means bud, embryo, germ. That's where I get the word Christ, Luther, germ, seed from. It means to be born in. It means I bear. It means I am born. That's what it means. Genius is something that is genos, G-O-N-O-S. It means birth. It means off stock. It means begotten. Can't buy it. So now what do we do? Because there are some people that they got something from somebody, and that's controlling them. Because they didn't go deep enough into their numbers to see if the kind or class of thing that gives them their intelligence and their knowledge is something that they want to maintain. All we did was, and all we do is ride the wave. And then it comes time to, because that tutelary demon, after he tutors you, the sins of the father is passed down to the son. He jumps over to your son. In the movie, Nicolas Cage asks the aliens, who are the daemons, or the demons, or the dispositions, what do you want with my son? They didn't want him. They wanted his son. So I knew if I don't deal with these demons I got, they getting passed down to my sons. Because where do you think I got them from? When I look at my father, he's 80 plus now. He didn't deal with them demons too well. Now they dealing with him. Now I got them. But see, I'm dealing with them. They work for me now. I don't work for them. I got them suckers chained up in the basement. So you don't get rid of them, you just don't feed them. That's called knowing. See, I went into my numbers. I used my numbers Let me make sure I'm clear, crystal clear. I used my numbers and I saw in my numbers that I'm a six. But my six comes from the number 3-3. And I saw in my numbers that every relationship I've been in, the woman that I'm in a relationship with feels something. Like she is not the number one, nor is she the only female. Because the number 3-3 means Christ consciousness. It means universal love. Making universal love. That's the 3-3. So my goal when I wake up, I love making love, meaning making other people feel loved, valued, and respected. If you are married, now remember, if I didn't know this, I would be on my eighth wife right now. If I didn't know this. But see, I know my numbers. So the numbers work for me. Them demons, them day moons, oh, they work for me now. Remember King Solomon? That's what he did. Remember, Solomon built the temple while sitting in a chair. He ain't lift a muscle. How did he build it? With demons. Read the Lesser Keys of Solomon. He had complete mastery over the demons. How? He knew their name. He summoned each demon. He said, what is your name and what is your occupation? And what did he do? He put them suckers to work to build his temple. That's in the movie, Knowing. That's in every ancient text. That's everywhere in life. That's the only way your ass get out of Groundhog's Day. That problem you got should work for you. You shouldn't work for it. You got an alcohol problem? Should start an AA group. Bring a bunch of people in there, and y'all sit down every Tuesday, and y'all talk about alcoholism. You make alcohol work for you, boo-boo. You don't work for it. Stop being a boy. It's time to be a man. It's time to stand up and get off your freaking knees. Stop kissing the white man's butt or the blue man or the black man or whoever butt you're kissing. You're lying. You're not no dog. Nobody put out a bowl and water and say, and call you to come eat. You want to eat? You go kill something. It's time out. Black man, especially, you walking around kissing somebody, it's time out. You a man. Stand up by your own 2 feet. Walk around, hold your head up high, stick your chest out. You made in the offspring. You got the freaking King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace downloaded inside of your skull. And you walk around taking orders from another man? I don't think so. It's time out for us to stop playing church. You a royal priest. You a holy nation. You are joint heir. You've been made in the image and likeness of source code. Inside of you is a crystal light matrix. You know everything that you need for life and godliness. You know it. You just ain't doing it. The only reason that you're not doing it is because it's a lot easier for somebody else to do it. It's a lot easier to take orders from somebody else than to take orders from yourself. I had a client this morning tell me, yeah, Doc, man, this, you know, it's just a little hard because I don't know where my check coming from, and my money starts getting a little low. I get a little nervous. Welcome to the club. Welcome to walking by faith, not walking by sight. It's a lot easier to get hooked on a government titty and get a government handout. It's a whole lot easier than to do what I'm doing. It's a whole lot easier to go get a job and help somebody else fulfill their dream instead of you fulfilling your dream. It's a whole lot easier to get a check than it is to actually create wealth and currency. A whole lot easier. This is not for the weak. Knowing is not for the weak. The science of knowing is not for the weak. You got to know. So I know why my wife feels the way she feels. That ain't going nowhere. So either she got to deal with it or, we're going to vibrate away from each other. It is what it is. Why? I'm a 33. Now, if I was younger, dumber, and stupider, I would do what everybody else do. I would stop being me for the sake of being somebody else, to save my marriage, to continue to establish the frequency of Mars, the god of war on this earth. But I'm not going to do that. I'm a 3-3. I'm Christ consciousness. I'm here to make love the dominating principle on this freaking planet. So that's what I do every day I wake up. Every day I wake up, that's my goal. And I know I'm a 3. So that makes me a genius. It also is a great liability. How? Because if I'm a 6, the dark side of the 6 is what? Weaponized caring. What is weaponized caring? Care uses as a weapon. How can care Did anybody look at the definition of the word care? Or am I on, excuse me, am I the only one? Oh, I looked it up. So care, now in order for you to care for somebody, that means that you see the person as flawed. That means, now remember, caring means I got to go assist. So why do I got to assist you? Don't you got 2 legs, 2 feet, 2 eyes, 2 nose? Can't you take care of yourself? Now, again, I understand. I'm not talking about, you know, if there's, you know, handicapped people, you know, babies and children. I know what I'm talking about. Y'all should already know that. But caring is one of the most negative words, kind of like the word bless on the planet. So why are we still walking around talking about, you know, caring? Oh, yeah, I'm going to care for this person. I'm going to care. Because we don't know. The purpose of tonight's show, today's show, is knowing. You got to know the definition of the word. Because care means a state of mind that is troubled from worry and anxiety. Why would you want to be troubled by worry and anxiety? So whatever you care about, you are worried and you got anxiety about. So if I say I care about you, that means, I'm worried about you, boo-boo. I got a lot of anxiety because, you know, I didn't know. Why would I do that? Now, there are some people say that, okay, yeah, but I want to care, you know. Okay, you keep doing that. I already did it, and I saw what it did. How it destroyed my life. Because what I do, I empowered other people to disempower themselves. Why? They say, hey, don't worry about it. My kids say, hey, I ain't worried about it. Dad going to do it. So 25 years of my first marriage, I told my first wife, hey, you ain't got to work. I got it. You just take care of the kids. So I empowered her not to do nothing. Now we divorced, and she out there, and she don't know what to do. Because 25 years of me doing everything for her. So whose fault is it? Is it her or my fault? It was my fault for freaking trying to be Superman. Nobody told me to volunteer for that. But me being Captain Save a Blank, I thought it was my job to care, save the world. Most mothers I know, that's what y'all doing to y'all children, y'all handicapping them. Y'all tell you about what's going on with my sister right now, today. Her own son threatening to take her life. What? Like, where they do that at? Why? She did everything for him. The nigga didn't even take out the trash. He didn't do his own laundry. He didn't wash no dishes. He just played video games and eat every day. And now that he's required to actually do something, he's like, what is this? I ain't been doing it for 24 years. Now all of a sudden, you want me to do something? And my sister calling me like, okay, what's the problem? I don't know. He's violent and he's angry. Yeah, he's angry. You telling him to get up out of bed and go do something. The nigga been playing video games for 24 years. So he don't know nothing. He can't even pump gas. So whose fault is it? It's my sister's fault. Poor parenting. So right now, brothers and sisters, you got an issue. You're suffering from poor spiritual parenting. We all do. All we got was Jesus Christ and him crucified. Nobody read Hebrews chapter 6, verse 2 or 3 that says, let us go on to perfection. So now we got a bunch of spiritual illiterate babies walking around, regurgitating, Jesus Christ and him crucified, brother. I'm just hanging on for Jesus is going to do it for me. My blessings are coming. Okay, what you going to do? I ain't going to do nothing. Jesus is doing everything. Really? See how that worked for you? I already tried it, boo-boo. It don't work. You got to get your ass up and do something for yourself. But all we got is Jesus Christ and him crucified. Man, I'm so sick and tired of hearing that. Why is Negroes, we the most religious fools on the planet? Every Sunday, I just sit back and I look. Every church, parking lot is full. Some Sundays, J Money, I just get them ride around and look at the parking lot of black churches. It makes me sick and nauseous to my damn stomach. Now, if I call a building meeting, you know, every Negro on the planet should be on his call right now. Now, if I say I want to start a business, no Negroes will show up. But if I say I want to build a church, every Negro in the hood will show up. We love church because why? It don't require you to do nothing. You just go and sit. Bunch of lazy, sorry mother. Okay, let me drink some water. I'm getting too excited. We don't know nothing. That's why we can't grow nothing. We mean black folks. Not all of us, but most of us. It is time, brothers and sisters, for you to know your numbers. That's the whole purpose of the movie Knowing. It means know your numbers. You must become a celestial. You must know your celestial numbers. You must know your celestial, not the terrestrial, celestial. That means the number contains a spiritual substance. Know that. So I know about that. My number six means spiritual compassion. I got to know that. My number three, I know that that means creator and creative. Number one means leader. Number two means peace. And y'all know all the numbers. So what numbers do you got? You don't know your numbers? Everybody should know your numbers. Why? What's the word physics mean? Do you know what the word physics mean? Physics. Do you got to be this? The movie Knowing is about celestial or spiritual movement. Do you know the word physics? Again, the root, the original Latin. The Latin physics is fusike. P-H-U-S-I-K-E. Or fusis. P-H-U-S-I-S. Or F-I-S-I-Q-U-E. You know that all of that means in the original or the ancient, or when you research it all the way back to its root etymology of the word physics, it is the interactions between fields of acoustics, optics, thermodynamics, electromagnetism, and mechanics. Physics. The interactions. Remember that series I just did about internal, the word intercourse, sexual intercourse? So it's really love intercourse. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest thing on earth is love. The most powerful force is love. So this is love physics, or this is intercourse. This is interaction between electromagnetic poles. The penis is magnet. The vagina is negative. Or vice versa. It's the interaction between fields. And the fields can be broken down. It's the interactions between nuclear physics or nuclear energy. It is particle physics. It is basically interaction. It's a process by which things interact. So physics is basically like a natural sound. It's a way by which properties of matter and spirit interact. So astro means spirit. Physics means interaction. It's spiritual interactions. That's why in the movie he was an astrophysicist. Now he could have been the writers of that movie could have made that character anything, but they made that character a astrophysics professor, top of the game at arguably the most respected institution in America, MIT. So what are they saying? They're saying this guy was the top guy that understood spiritual things that deals with or interacts with matter, energy, motion, and force. Remember I said libido last night in a private show? Libido. What does libido mean? Life force. Remember we read Deuteronomy 34:7? Moses' life force was not abated. Moses was 120. Remember we read it last night in the Bible. It says his life force was not abated. He was 120 when he died, and his life force was not abated. Moses understood the science of knowing. Moses knew his numbers. And we know that Moses really means fornix in the brain. It means a ram's horn. Because it's a place of, you know, Moses, water. Fornix, fire. Moses went up on a mountain. Mountain means the brain. He saw a burning bush. Burning bush means the fornix. And there he got his instructions from God. That's where I get my instructions from. Where you get yours from. The science of knowing, brothers and sisters, has to do with astrophysics. That comes from knowing your numbers. And when you go inside and your numbers, they are innate attributes and characteristics. They are innate. They are innate. Your numbers are innate. They are innate. All of them. Your numbers are inborn. Numbers are in. Your numbers are in. Your numbers are in instinctive. Your numbers are intuitive. Everybody on this call, you are in Christ, not out. You don't need a tutelary demon. All you got to do is go in. The kingdom of God is within. When you go without and you learn a bunch of stuff, you activate that tutelary demon. That comes at a cost to your soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. That's why outside knowledge is so dangerous. That is the only sin that's not forgivable. That is the only sin that affects the body. When you go outside, you activate. Because remember, the God of matter is not the God of the innateism. It's not the God of the kingdom. So matter, mass, time, externalism is the enemy of internalization or internalism. So my question is, how much do you know that you've learned outside of you? And how much do you know that you've learned from inside of you? Every day you should know, not believe, not wish, not, you should know your numbers. My numbers are 6339. I know them. My 6 comes from the 3-3. My 3 comes from the 1-2. My other 3 comes from the 2-1. My 9 comes from the 5-4. I know what each one of those numbers mean. I know the positive attributes of each number. I know the negative attributes of each number. So I know that as a 9, I want to do everything grandiose. But it has to be a lot of fun. It has to be a lot of adventure. And it has to have a lot of talking or communication. And then I work hard. I would do the 4, which allows me to be the 9. So I know if I put myself in an environment where there's no fun, where I cannot communicate, where I don't have no freedom, I'm not going to do the 4. I'm not going to work hard. Therefore, I'm not going to do it well. I know that. So if you give me a job and you offer me $100,000 a day to sit behind a computer in a call center, all of my jobs before coming into the knowledge of myself were jobs primarily working with computers, not people. There were jobs where I did very little talking. And I wonder why I had 58 of those. Because I didn't know the science of myself. I didn't know myself. Brothers and sisters, your only way out of Groundhog's Day is for you to know and fall in love with yourself. Now, everybody is going to disagree. My wife doesn't agree. My siblings, they damn sure. My brother think I'm going to hell. He pray for me every day. Bro, I'm praying for you, man. I don't know what happened to you, man. He praying for me, poor thing. Nobody's going to agree with you when you choose to be you. But as long as you fake, as long as your lips are ashy and you broke, everybody loves you. But a moment that you make a little money, you buy you a nice car, you put some chapstick on your lip, and you don't need nobody, all of a sudden you're going to hell. Okay, I'm cool with that. I hope that you guys are cool with that too. Because I'm grinding, because I like shining. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. Out of everything that we've talked about, and we talk about a lot of stuff, the only thing that matters is, do you know your numbers? Do you know your numbers? Because if you know your numbers, you know everything. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. I was given that assignment by source code. I didn't learn it. It's inborn. It comes from my numbers. Who are you? You are nothing but your numbers. You are a sum total of your numbers. That's how you know. That's the science of knowing. That comes from the movie, Knowing. May the source code of all numbers, not the numbers, the source of the numbers, continue to lead you and guide you into the understanding of those numbers through the S-U-N and the S-O-N by the moving or the leading and guiding, not the pushing and controlling, the leading and guiding, not the controlling or manipulating of the Ruach or the Pneuma, which is the set apart one of the Holy Spirit. And when you do that, my brothers, when you do that, my sisters, you'll be joining me in eternity.
Yeah, yeah,
never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay you dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
That right.